10:42. And time for the Week in Theater. What's going on stage in Chicago? I'm just so happy I did not scare off our next guest with our singing. You know the name Ron Hocking. Ron Hocking, maybe one of the most popular stage shows here in the Chicago area for years and years and years, over at the Mercury Theater on Southport, but at a variety of theaters with his Way show, his Sinatra and More show that he did. How many years, Ron, did you do that His Way show?
We ran that for over 7 years in Chicago.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
It was a great run, and we were right. We ended up at the popularity of it. We ended up over at
you brought
NBC,
it downtown here
at NBC. It just had my own theater there, a theater nightclub.
Yeah,
you look great. Thank you for having me on the show.
We were talking about it, and Ron remembered that it's been 10 years since the last time you were here with me. Because I was about to go in for thyroid surgery.
Yes.
Just then. And it was. I had forgotten. It was 10 years ago. But it was.
I sent you the bouquet.
You know
but
what?
I never got a, you know.
I didn't get a thank you note. I don't think I ever got the bouquet.
But maybe it didn't.
You know what? It's funny because the anniversary of the surgery actually is in 1 week. I remember it because it's September 11th.
Oh,
and,
I can forget that.
Yeah. And the people said, you're going to have surgery on September 11th? Like, what date should I go?
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, there's maybe cancer in my throat. I think I want to get it out.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's thank you for remembering that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming back. You also look fantastic.
Thank you.
With getting ready to launch a new show here in Chicago.
Yeah, 10-year anniversary of the Men and Their Music, and I'm often asked, who are these men? Well, these men are the legendary singers, songwriters, performers, personalities that have inspired me. Throughout my career. So I thought I would put together an ensemble of great music. We have a George Gershwin song. How can you go wrong with a George Gershwin song?
With Gershwin, yeah.
And Knights in White Satin. I've got a rendition, a new rendition of that. I recorded a new version of Knights in White Satin. You'll be very surprised because it's in Italian.
Really?
Yes. Yes. A very kind of a semi-classical.
Do the Moody Blues know that
the
you
Moody?
Have?
No, they don't. But
you've Italianized their song.
Like, you know, Justin Hayward. I was inspired by a Greek artist. His name is Mario Frangoulis, and he did a concert in Greece when I first heard it, and I saw it on YouTube. And Justin Hayward walked out in the middle of it and sang. It was one of those very goosebump moments. And but it is a wonderful, wonderful song. We've got a Billy Joel Elton John medley that we just put together. And remembering Glenn Campbell, we've
one
of his songs.
And I know in the His Way show, you were it was predominantly Sinatra. But you did like Tony Bennett and Bobby Darin.
Well, the twist, everybody thought that I was impersonating Frank Sinatra, and I would come out after the first couple of songs and say, for those of you that think that you're coming to see a Frank Sinatra impersonator show, I think we all agree I look nothing like Frank Sinatra. And the twist in the show was that I did impressions of other artists.
Right.
That That really gave a nice twist to the show, and people came out and said, this was nothing like I thought it was going to be.
Right, yeah. And but also, I mean, in this new show, you're going to get a little taste of Tony Bennett and
we're going to do some of the, you know, Dick Clark was an inspiration with his show and all the people that he had on as guests. I'm going to be doing a little tribute to my dad, who used to do impressions in the car, and then we do an American Top 40 radio segment that has a lot of the classic artists like Frankie Valli, Lou Rawls, Roy Orbison, Kenny Rogers, Joe Cocker. So then I step out as those characters.
Oh, cool! That's very cool. I think that's really your strength. That the versatility that you bring to music and with a live orchestra and all that, you can't beat that.
Yeah,
to see a live show.
It's you know, a lot of people ask that, you know, you must have been a real Frank Sinatra lover. Well, actually, it was Sammy Davis Jr. And when I was growing up, Sammy was a singer. He was a dancer. He was a musician. He did impressions in his show.
Right.
And so I said, if I'm going to be in the entertainment business, I need to sing, act, do whatever. I could be a musician. I'll be playing guitar and piano in the show, and in order to, you know, keep working. So that's what Sammy did, and he was a big inspiration to me.
Yeah, well, that's why, you know, occasionally while I'm doing the show, I'll break into a Boogie Nights.
Yes, of course. You ought to keep doing that. You might get your own show.
I don't want to say I'm auditioning for
stage.
You right now for a guest shot on your show.
Well, we can work that in.
Always and forever. I think I just lost the audition. I just heard Ron inside of his head go, yeah, we'll call you.
We can surround you with the girls and make you sound better.
Ron, I don't think you have enough girls to make me sound better.
I want to say that Rainy Denham, my backup singers, Rainy Denham and Kathy Sparrenberger are on the show as well. They were with me at the Mercury Theater production 10 years ago, and wanted to give them an acknowledgement and thanking them for clearing their schedules to be with me. Because that was one of the other things, the musicians that I had originally had other things going on in their lives, so I had to, you know, quickly put together another crew. So that's fun. And we have supplemented a horn section with some elements that I pre-recorded, and so we have got it all synced up, and
it's great.
Comes together.
And it's going to be at the Apollo Theater on Lincoln Avenue, where Million Dollar Quartet played for years.
Right.
What a great venue for a show like yours. When I heard that you were going to be there, it made me smile even wider, because, you know, when you do a show like yours that's so intimate, you don't want to be in a big, gigantic auditorium where sometimes the performer can't get lost no matter how many musicians you have on stage. This is the perfect venue for a Ron Hocking kind of show.
I think so. In rehearsals, the sound is so spectacular, and the lighting, and I think it's a perfect venue, a more perfect venue than maybe some of the other theaters that have different acoustics.
Right.
Put it that way. It's listening to the sound quality is just awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the show there, especially because I think it's going to be a pretty cool thing. And it all will start September the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's going to play till October the 1st. If I was a betting man, I'd say maybe it's going to go beyond that.
Well, we hope so.
I guess we'll see how tickets go. We'll give you all the ticket information on that. And Ron is nice enough to have agreed to perform for us.
Oh, my gosh.
This morning as well. Anytime you'd like me to join in.
Okay. All right.
Book it out.
George Gershwin classic right now.
Right now I'm in my Heat Wave Boogie Nights mode.
Heat Wave Boogie Nights. All I know is Boogie Nights.
That's
that
all
the
I know.
Thing?
That's all I know.
I forget.
That's my entire repertoire right there, Ron. Today, our old pal Ron Hocking is here in studio with us, remounting his show, The Men and Their Music. It's going to be at the Apollo Theater on North Lincoln Avenue, starting in just a few days. September the 7th will be the opening. And, you know, these are the classic songs. These are songs that have stood the test of time.
They've touched all our hearts. They've touched all our hearts through their music. You know, I'm a big fan of people like Roy Orbison, that we actually do a piece that is called American Top 40 Radio, and when I turn on music at home, I'm very often throw on Roy Orbison Radio because it just brings me back to those great days.
Yeah, I enjoy listening to some of those classics and some of these
really
great songs, and it's very infrequent that somebody new can come along and do justice to these songs. You do. I don't know how many times I saw your His
Thank
Way show.
You, yeah.
It was quite a few times. And you really obviously love and respect these songs and these artists. You bring that kind of affection to these songs.
I do. For me, it's all about the music and the performance, but it's about the music and capturing the essence of what those performers and those writers really wanted to make happen. So it's and it's always been a part of my life, part of my life's work, really, to sing and entertain and capture those moments as best I can.
All right, so what are you going to do for us this morning?
Well, a classic, another classic, a George Gershwin classic, I Got Rhythm.
All right, so here he is, Ron Hocking, this morning on WGN.
Comes in. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. I got daisies in sweet pastures, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Old Man Trouble, you won't find him, no, you won't find him round my door. I got sweet dreams, I got starlight, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Who could ask for more? Starlight, sweet dreams, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. I got daisies in sweet pastures, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Old Man Trouble, no, you won't see him around my door. I got starlight, I got these sweet dreams, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Who could ask for anything? I got rhythm, I got music, I got my gal who could ask for anything more.
Ron Hocking. The Men and Their Music at the Apollo Theater. September the 7th is when it will all begin. You can get tickets by going to apollochicago.com, or you can call 312-423-6612. And I can't wait to see the show.
I can't wait to see you there. Thank you so much for having me on the phone. On the phone. On your show.
That's
I'm
right.
Very grateful.